Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about the Disney shareholder meeting,
Pride Night festivities,
and we share the must-dos for a first-time Disneyland guest. Let's dive in. Right, and this is episode number 128.
Yeah, welcome back as always, everybody.
Welcome back. It has been a good week.
Yeah, we've had a great week.
It has been pretty low-key. We did finally have the chance to watch Wish.
Yeah.
Not to be mistaken for the Disney Wish, the Wish movie, which was celebrating Disney's 100th anniversary. And so, yeah, you probably already knew this. It's out on Disney Plus finally. It's been months since it came out in theaters.
I believe so.
We did not catch it because Maddie was either about to be born or was already born.
Mm-hmm. One of the two.
I don't remember. Born out of, I'm not going to go into details of how that happens.
No.
If you want to, join us next week. We'll be talking about the birthing process.
Bonus Patreon episode.
Yeah, no. So we finally got to see it. So split it up into two nights because Caitlin over here fell asleep about 25 minutes in the first night. That's okay.
I know. Honestly, I really enjoyed it.
What?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. This is a curveball. After the movie, you said it was okay.
So it was okay, but the more like I simmered on it and kind of thought about it,
you enjoyed it. Okay.
Again, it wasn't my favorite at all. Like, it wasn't something I'd be like, oh my gosh, I need to watch Wish again. But it was one of those where I'm like, okay, that was pretty good. I have to say I enjoyed the music more than the movie, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I was going to say. So after the movie, I was like, it was decent. Like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. Mm-hmm. Like Caitlin mentioned, I will not be rushing back to the screen to watch it again anytime soon. But yeah, the more I sat on it and the more I listened to the music outside of the movie, I like the music. A couple problems. Number one, the music. So I don't want to say it. So Lin-Manuel Miranda is so good. We love Hamilton. Mm-hmm. We went and saw it. Not the original run. That would have been $4.6 million to see. But no, when they did the tour, the national tour, we went and saw it in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Really good. We love Lin-Manuel Miranda. His name is a tongue twister.
Lin-Man.
We'll refer to him as Lin-Man. We love Moana. Moana's a great soundtrack. Mm-hmm. But I think people have like taken inspiration from him, and now everything is like Lin-Manuelified.
Oh, for sure.
There was a lot of like, oh, that sounds a lot like Hamilton.
Yeah,
like,
what was the song?
I'm a star.
Oh my gosh.
It's catchy as heck. It's really fun to listen to, but it sounds exactly like a Hamilton song.
Yeah, and like in the best way, that is. But I do want to mention that one of my favorite things about the movie was the star.
The design of him
cute.
Was great. Yeah.
And again, there was a lot of elements where like it just made me like laugh out loud. Remember the deer? I forget his name.
Yeah, he's kind of not the brightest deer.
Yeah, he turned towards, after one of the songs happened, he turned towards the bear and like the forest basically said, thanks for not eating me.
Yeah, he's like, hey, thanks, John, for not eating me.
It was just so funny and it was kind of refreshing. And again, overall, it wasn't the most amazing one, but it was cute. I liked it.
That's what I was going to say. I'll finish my thoughts with the music. I felt like didn't match like the tone of the movie in the moment. Like the music was really good, but it was like very extravagant, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it didn't match like a movie set. I don't know. There was some kind of disconnect there. I don't know what it was. I'm not going to be too nitpicky. Outside of the movie, the music's really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
While watching it in the movie, I felt weird about it. I don't know why.
But love Asha's voice.
Very good voice. Very talented people involved. Mm-hmm. But it was decent. It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd recommend if you have a spare hour and a half, I'd watch it.
Yeah. It's not too long. But yeah, overall, it was a great movie. We've been into like watching movies that we haven't seen. So if you have any suggestions, please send them our way because I'm gonna kick right now.
People are gonna know what we haven't seen though. It must have not seen it yet.
I meant like if you have a favorite movie that just came out recently.
So we get a little comfortable going back to our favorites, watching our favorite movies over and over again. And so now we're in the mode of let's watch some new stuff and enjoy some new stories.
Yeah.
Stuff like Why not? That. Hey, before we dive into that news, please consider joining us over on Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. We've got some bonus exclusive content over there for you subscribers. And also, it's just a great way to support the show. So we appreciate all of our supporters over there, members, supporters. I don't know what to call you guys. But thank you so much for supporting us. It really does mean the world. And again, if you want to check it out, head over to our website, markethousepodcast.com/support. Also, please consider Leaving a review on Apple Podcast and Spotify both are a huge help to the show. You can leave a 5-star rating on both platforms and a written review over on Apple. Speaking of, we have a new review today.
We do, and I'm so excited. So this is titled Love the Enthusiasm. It is a 5-star review, and it is from, I believe it's M. Messme, M-M-E-S-S-M-E.
Or is it Miss Me? Mess Me.
I don't
Long
know.
Long M.
I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. I enjoy listening to Market House as one of my Disneyland podcasts. Their enthusiasm about the parks and Disney is so fun to listen to each week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is awesome to hear. Thank you so much for listening and for leaving a review. That means
the
world.
Yes, it truly does. And again, I know we've said this on here multiple times, but thank you so much to everyone that has taken the time to just write a little something. I mean, again, your words are just, they make our day just reading what you guys enjoy about the podcast. And we truly just cannot wait to get another review. So if you do have a spare couple minutes, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. I have seen a couple star ratings come through on Spotify. So thank you so much to all those that have been doing that. We really appreciate it. And again, as Kayla mentioned, it really helps out our show. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. And our first news story takes place at Disney Corporate, I think. I don't know where actually the shareholder meeting took place.
I don't either.
I think it's in New York. I don't.
It sounds fitting.
I don't know. It sounds very New Yorkish.
It took place somewhere.
New Yorkish. Yeah. New Yorkish. So the Disney shareholder meeting took place on April 3rd and produced a ton of news. So we're going to try and break it down really quickly for you guys. The biggest being Iger and Disney fended off Nelson Peltz, that mean man. Not mean man. I don't know the guy. But that guy that was kind of challenging the company, and I dove in a whole episode dedicated to this a few weeks back. So if you want to go listen, it's called, I think, like Iger vs. Peltz Disney Proxy War or something,
yeah.
Battle. So go listen to that if you want the details of what happened. But at the end of the day, all you need to know is Iger and Disney's side won. Peltz walked away a loser.
It's so funny because after we got the news of like the results of this meeting, it's one of those things where I thought it was going to be literally everywhere, like Nelson Peltz loses.
It was on like business news.
Okay, because like on Instagram, like I saw a little bit of it, but it was hardly anything.
Yeah, I don't think the average person cares, probably.
Well, it's funny because prior to that, it was like so-and-so sides with Nelson,
yeah,
not Iger. And yeah, it's like yeah. You saw it everywhere, so I was very surprised.
I don't know. People
but I'm
maybe
happy.
Lost interest. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nelson Peltz and his buddies only received 31% of the vote, which is pretty terrible. And they spent lots and lots of money kind of putting this together. So that is pretty hard to probably swallow. Disney spent, fun fact, around $40 million defending the board seats. So I'm sure they're excited that this is over and done with. Another fun fact is 75% of retail investors. This is people like you and me at home. There's institutional investors and retail investors. We are retail investors. Voted in Iger's favor. So 75% of normal folk voted for Iger.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, so the love is still there for Iger.
The love is there for mm-hmm. Mr. Iger, even though, I mean, I'm a huge Bob Iger fan. I will admit it. I've read his book. I think he's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, I mean, he hasn't done much for the common park goer.
Yeah.
I will say, I can understand some frustrations of like, come on, man. Like, you talk this big game of like, you guys raise prices too fast and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then he hasn't really done anything about it.
Yeah.
Another big piece of news that came out of the meeting was more information on the proposed Avatar experience coming to Disneyland. They showed some pretty cool looking concept art, but made sure to say that this was creative inspiration. So they used to use the term like blue sky, which meant like, we're just kind of, you know, throwing some ideas out there. They used creative inspiration. So in my opinion, not even close to a real thing yet. This was literally, they paid an artist to go put something together that would be your dream project, and that's what we're going to show. It's not based in fact whatsoever yet at all.
Yeah,
which is frustrating.
It kind of bothers me because I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast. I really wish that they wouldn't come out with things unless it was set in stone.
And
again, it's one of those things where like, I get not everything has to go 100% to plan because of budget and things come up, but I'm like, don't announce a land that you don't even, you know,
they're so bad about it. And
yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not gonna, we love Disney here and we don't frequent Universal. I've been a couple times. I'm a fan. They're cool. We don't go a lot,
mm-hmm.
but they are, for, in my experience, we don't follow them as closely. I think once they announce something, it's going to happen. Like they take the side of like, we're just going to throw something up there and we're going to follow through. So I wish Disney would kind of go that route. I know they want to hype everyone up and get everyone excited. They want something to announce, but it's okay. We'll wait. Just maybe flesh out the details before announcing something.
Yeah. And again, at the end of the day, like, I really hope they do the Avatar experience or land, whatever they're going to do with it, because it's going to be great. But again, it's just one of those things where I really hope that it doesn't turn into
something lame.
Yeah. Like, oh, actually, we're not doing that.
Yeah. It's a meet and greet.
Yeah.
So I've heard that this experience could be something as big as a land if Disneyland Forward goes through, but it could be something as small as a ride or a small walkthrough experience if Disneyland Forward doesn't go Disney's way with, I think, the city council. I don't know when the vote is. It's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. The rumor is, again, this is a super rumor. Do not take this as gospel or whatever, that this expansion is going to go where Hollywoodland is in Disney's California Adventure. So again, rumor is that they're going to slap it right there. This is where Monsters, Inc. is. This is where Award Wieners is, the animation building. Think that whole strip. They're going to tear all that down, build this Avatar experience, and take over some backlot space and move some of that off-site if Disneyland Forward is approved.
My whole thing that like messed with my head about that happening, which I'm not really excited about, that location being the one that they choose, is that's right next to like the Esplanade area.
It's
like,
right
you'll
in the front.
You'll be able to see all the Avatar stuff. That doesn't make any sense. And again, I know Disney now isn't as like, what are they called?
Sightlines.
They don't care about those as much as they used to, I feel like. But I'm like, still, that would look so wonky.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Again, like you mentioned, this is not for sure. Who knows? This may be absolute baloney.
But I hope not.
I wouldn't put it past them to not really care about that anymore and just say, yep, we're going to put a wall up, or you know, maybe the Pandora backdrop is what you're seeing from behind. That makes sense from the Esplanade. You're just seeing the back of like fake mountains or something. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll see.
Some smaller news. We'll go through this really quickly. We got a closer look at Tiana's Bayou Adventure animatronics. They look really, really, really good. Head over to YouTube, actually. They've got an Imagineering short. It's not that short, actually. It's like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they feature a ton of stuff here. The Star Wars droids. They've already made an appearance in Galaxy's Edge, but they're these three or four little cute droid things that walk around and interact with guests. They can dance. One was like a little shaking his little
so cute
robot behind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun. Beyond Big Thunder over in Walt Disney World will be a 14-acre expansion. No other details, but they've already started submitting permits for that. And finally, they released featured a new technology called HoloTile, which is the ability for a guest to stand there, move their hand, and they can move a box with the Force.
Wow.
So I don't know really what's involved with that. It looks kind of fun.
Kylo Ren.
You could be Kylo Ren.
I would be Kylo Ren.
Let's maybe pick a more popular Jedi or Sith, like Darth Vader, maybe. I don't know. Crazy idea.
No, Kylo Ren.
Okay, we're going to go with Kylo Ren.
All right, next up, we have some East Coast news. It looks like Test Track is finally going down for refurbishment.
Yeah, so they announced that June 17th, they are closing down Test Track for their reimagining. We announced this news quite a while ago. Mm-hmm. Chevy is the sponsor,
yes,
right? Yeah, so they're doing a whole overhaul of that building. They shared some concept art. And again, it's concept art. You never know with Disney. But the redesigned exterior looks pretty freaking cool.
I think it looks amazing. And they're supposed to be doing something with the cars as well, right?
Yeah, the cars are going to look way more like futuristic. It looks more like EVs. So it doesn't look like a gas-powered car. It looks more Tesla Rivian-ish, like big light bar in the front. Looks pretty cool. No reopening date has been announced yet. But just know that if you want to catch Test Track before it goes down, June 17th is when it closes down for refurbishment. All right, next up, we're staying over in Walt Disney World. Starting April 9th, Disney Visa cardholders can get a free dining plan for select arrival dates in July, September, and December when booking a certain package. Let me tell you what that is. Has to be a non-discounted four-night, four-day, or longer Walt Disney Travel Company package with park hopper option.
This is a great deal.
It's a great deal, but it's very confusing. Mm-hmm. So just know that you have to book at least four nights at a park hopper ticket deal with Disney, non-discounted, and you'll get a dining plan included. That is all we know, okay? So this is starting April 9th, the day after this comes out, you'll be able to purchase this plan through Disney. More details will come out on the day they release the ability to book this.
How weird.
It's funny they wouldn't do it before, so people are informed and they can make decisions. But if you're already planning a trip in July, September, or December, or you didn't really care when you went, but you wanted to go this year, this is a really smoking good deal because the dining plan, when purchased, doesn't probably make a ton of sense for most families, but if it's included, that's when you're like, hey, I'm getting free food by going to the parks. That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, and I wonder why the random months.
I wonder if they've identified some slow weeks, like maybe there's a week or two in those months that they know is slower, like maybe the very beginning of December, you know, maybe the, what you think, beginning or end of September? I don't know, July though. July is blazing hot over there, so it tends to be a slower month for them.
Yeah, and then like, but I'm surprised with September and December because of the holidays, you know?
I don't know.
At the parks, but
I do not
anyway,
know.
Anyway, great deal, so definitely stay tuned for that.
All right, next up, we're taking things over to Disneyland, and we've got some updates for you guys. Autopia will finally be getting a refurbishment and getting rid of those gas-powered smelly cars.
Finally!
Finally. This should have been announced 10 years ago. We have had the technology to do this. At least I think we have, unless they are going to use some weird thing like, I don't know, solar-powered cars, which like, I guess we do have. AA-powered cars. I don't know. But they will be getting rid of those gas-powered cars in the next few years, Disney has said. No other details other than they are replacing the cars with something other than gas. So I'm assuming it's going to be battery EV little carts. Who knows who the sponsor will be? Because right now it's, who is it?
Chevrolet.
Is it really?
Chevron.
I don't think it's
Chevron.
Is it Chevron?
I think it's Chevron.
Okay. Something with Chev in it. Chevy's? Chevy's.
No, I think it's Chevron.
I don't.
Chevron with Techron?
Are we doing an ad for Chevron right now with Techron? Only $8 a gallon? Yeah. No, so who knows who the new sponsor will be? I have a feeling it probably conflicts with the current sponsor being oil and such, if it is Chevron.
It'll be Techron with Chevron.
Okay. Thank you. What else do we have, Caitlin?
Okay, you guys, so we have some really exciting news, and I am so bummed that we cannot attend, but Disney has released the dates for Pride Night this year, and let me tell you, it is literally going to be amazing. There are two dates. It is going to be June 18th and June 20th from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
It's a long party, and last year's looked awesome.
It looked amazing.
It looked like people had a great time. So this looks like a fun event. If you can make it, this will sell out in 5 seconds.
It's definitely one of those events where like, you know, like some of them like Sweethearts Night, like so on and so forth. You're kind of like, yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Pride Night is one of the ones where everyone that I've heard, they're literally like, it was the most amazing time.
Yeah.
And I'm so just bummed that we can't go because we're going just before. And so like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, to like sneak back down there for another trip. But if we didn't have one planned already, we probably would have tried to make it around this trip.
Yes.
Or this these dates.
So as I mentioned, the two dates are going to be June 18th and June 20th. It is going to cost $159 a person.
It's pretty steep.
Which is quite steep, especially for that short of a time. Again, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
It's longer than most parties though.
It
so
is.
I'd say it's a better value.
I do love that it goes late though. That's awesome.
That's fun.
And again, these save the date for these because starting April 9th, no earlier than 9 a.m. Pacific time, Magic Key holders will have the opportunity to purchase a select amount of pre-sale tickets. So again, these will sell out. And as well as general admission, tickets go on sale April 11th, no earlier than 9 a.m. Disney is very specific.
The no earlier thing is so funny. Yeah. But yes, 9 a.m. basically on those two dates. Make sure you're on your computer. If you're a Magic Key holder, April 9th is your date. If you are a ticket holder, April 11th is that magic date to purchase those special tickets.
Yeah. So as well as for music and entertainment, these nights are literally jam-packed with music, entertainment, food, attraction overlays. Like, it looks amazing. I wanted to highlight a couple of them. As far as entertainment goes, it looks like there's going to be a Disneyland After Dark Pride Night fireworks welcome, it says.
Fun.
Feel the warmth and excitement of this dazzling fireworks show inspired by Walt Disney's declaration to all who come to this happy place, welcome. I love that. That's
fun.
Awesome. There's going to be a Pride Cavalcade. There's a Pride Night Dance Club, an Ohana dance party with Stitch, as well as there's a ton of other things. But one that I thought was absolutely amazing is the Country Line dancing at the Golden Horseshoe.
That sounds terrible.
How fun.
No, that sounds not fun.
No.
I would be out there for that dance club. Give me in a rave situation. I'm not line dancing. Like a nerd. I'm just kidding. Okay. If you don't know me, I am not a huge fan of country music. So that sounds like not at all a fun time.
Yeah, Caleb despises it. I love that kind of stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you can go. I'll stay home with Maddie.
Friends, who would like to go with me? I'm just kidding. also, one thing I did want to mention is, again, this is a themed night. So, of course, there's going to be the themed photo opportunities. There's going to be characters out. So we won't get too much into that. But I did want to mention that Disney really kind of encourages people to dress up for this night.
Yeah, this is one of the rare ones that I think they highlight. Please dress up for this. I don't think their usual big fans of adults dressing up with things just because of safety and all that good stuff. But this one, they're like, dress up however you like. Yeah. It looks like, from
and
what
I
read.
And I love the verbiage because it basically says, dress your inspired best, step out in style, proudly display your true colors, and be your unique and fabulous self. Love, love, love.
Fun.
And again, with that, make sure you are checking the costume guidelines. They have it labeled on the website. Again, there's certain things to follow, so just check that out.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to mention is the food. If you have not been following us on Instagram, I kind of reposted something that Disney Parks put up, I believe on Friday. But they have literally, there is a funnel cake and there is a churro that is topped with Lucky Charms and like icing.
Not Lucky Charms, Lucky Charm marshmallows, I think.
That's what I meant,
right?
Marshmallows.
It's just the marshmallows, literally, which are the best part.
It looks so, so delicious. So definitely check
out. You didn't let me buy marshmallows. I wanted marshmallows. No, Lucky Charms the other day. We were at Target and they were on sale and I said, you know, I want some Lucky Charms. And she said, no, you're not eating Lucky Charms.
Okay, you know what? Let's rewind.
Which was rude.
No. Okay, I love how we're having a conversation over the podcast. I did not say just no to. Do you want to tell them why we don't do Lucky Charms?
Because it hurts my stomach. But they're so delicious. But in the moment, it sounds like a fantastic idea. But about 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, my stomach hurts.
They're so good. I love the way they like milk.
Spit it out. I think it's the 70 grams of sugar in each bite. With those marshmallows are not marshmallows. They're sugar cubes.
Live a little.
They're very good. So yeah, you're right. Live a little. So I'm going to go back and buy those.
Have fun.
Anyways, Pride Night. Make sure you buy your tickets in the next few days here. And welcome to another edition of Name That Tune. I'm a star. I've got that song stuck in my head. It's a bop, is what the kids say.
I love that song.
It's a jam. Is that what they say?
I don't know.
The song's jamming, Dad.
We're not kids anymore, so I don't know.
We're not. I'm an old man. We got really excited because on the note of being old, number one, I'm eating Almond Joys. My mom still hooks it up with Easter candy every year, and so she presented us a bag of candy, including Almond Joys, because she knows I'm 89 years old in heart. So I've been munching on those every day. Also, Caitlin and I are excited because Kristen Wiig is going to be on SNL. By the time you're hearing this, she has been on SNL, and we love Kristen Wiig. She's hilarious. And then they also featured the musical guest, and it was like Ray or something like that. And I'm like, who is that? I don't know who that is. And that's when you know you're old, when you know that you don't know the SNL music guest.
What?
You don't. Usually I used to be in tune with all the happenings.
All right, let's get back to name that.
T-Pain. Akon. All millennials.
Okay, way to
you
go back
this.
To 2001.
Gavin DeGraw.
Oh my God.
Hoobastank. Okay. Blink 182.
Okay,
let's continue. All right, so do you want to go first? Oh, no, I'll go first. I'll ask you stuff. I think you did that last time. So here we go. This is the game where we read off song lyrics, a Disney song. Cannot hum it, cannot sing it, cannot play the music. You can just read off certain lines from it, and that person, other person, has to guess what it is. So you can follow along at home.
Yeah.
And good luck to you. First song is, through the mist, through the woods, through the darkness and the shadows, it's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, then we're there.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
You
might not get
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, you might not get the title.
Something. Well, I don't want to see the word, but
yeah,
like, Hurt the Beast.
It's not Hurt the Beast. I thought it was that too, but I'm gonna give it to you since
I don't know the.
It is called the Mob Song.
The Mob Song.
Yeah, I thought it was also Hurt the Beast. It's not, but I'll give it to you since I didn't know that either.
I love that song.
Great song. Love that song. Mm-hmm. Gaston sings it. He's scary. He's mean, but it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
It just gets you in the feels. He's going after that beast. All right, next song is Oh Man, That's Really Living. So Just Try and Relax. Yeah, Cool It. Fall Apart in My Backyard. Because let me tell you something, little britches. If you act like that, if you act like that BX, you're working too hard. This is gibberish. Now reading it out loud, it doesn't make any sense, but it's a good song.
Okay, I don't know any song that has little britches in it.
You little britches?
I honestly have no idea.
Really?
No.
Oh man, that's really living, so just try and relax. Yeah, cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. I didn't know it said that. Because let me tell you something, little britches, if you act like that BX, you're working too hard. Okay, nothing.
I don't know, The Fox and the Hound.
It is not The Fox and the Hound.
What is it?
The Bare Necessities, The Jungle Book.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think
you're not
that
a true fan, Caitlin. Not mm-hmm. a true fan.
Man, okay, so zero.
You one. Got one. One.
I got one. Okay.
One out of two.
All right, are you ready for yours?
I think so.
Okay. Your rainbow will come smiling through, no matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing.
A dream is a wish, something true. A dream is a wish your heart makes.
Correct.
From, I don't know what movie it's from. A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. Oh gosh, what song's that from?
I'll give you a hint. Wish.
Wish. The movie Wish with Usher.
No.
Wish. Wish Upon a Star. Mm-mm. What does
I'm
Wish have
you
to do with
really, really
Cinderella?
Big hint. Wish.
I wish. Upon that star.
No, so it's from Cinderella, but I was saying the wish, like the
cruise ship. I said Cinderella.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, so 1 point, thank you.
Number two. But somehow I will show the world what's inside my heart and be loved for who I am.
Somehow I will show the world what?
But somehow I will show the world what's inside my heart and be loved for who I am.
And be loved for who I am. I don't.
I'll give you a couple more lines. Just,
okay.
Who is that girl I see?
Oh, standing there back at me, me back up now. Yes. Mulan.
Correct.
Reflections.
Correct. You got 2 for 2.
Let's go.
Good job. That was awesome.
It's a great song. I actually like that song a lot.
Excuse me for not knowing who Little Britches was.
It's the Bare Necessities. The Bare Necessities. Thank you. Let us know what you got at home before I get us copyright struck in our episode removed for singing too much of a song. And thanks for joining us. All right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is our must-dos and your must-dos for a first-time Disneyland guest. I don't know how to say that. You shared with us. You know what? You take it. I'm confused and scared. I don't know where I'm at.
So for our main segment today, we're going to be talking about the must-dos for a first-time Disneyland guest. And again, we wanted to preface this by saying that this is not only our list, but your list as well, because we had so many people submit answers over on Instagram. So thank you so much. But we thought this would be a great idea because, again, for some of those people listening to this episode, again, you've been to Disneyland, but some people haven't. And we want this to be really resourceful to people who haven't been to Disneyland and try to tackle the things that you have to do. Like,
yeah,
you can't miss.
If you've got very limited time or you just want to make sure, you know, day one that you tackle these things so you at least are checked off and you know that you hit the best of the best.
Yeah.
We want to hopefully help with that.
Yeah, because at times, you know, like I'm sure we all can attest to that Disneyland can be very chaotic and overwhelming. And so going in with a plan and being like, hey, we have to get these things and having kind of like a to-do list to check off sometimes works with people. It works with me. Caleb is was like, no list. We got this on our own.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, I don't need to workify my vacation.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But just little things that you can be like, hey, this would be great to hit with the family. So we thought this would be a good idea.
Yes, I agree. All right.
Okay.
Let's dive into our picks here, our must-dos. We tried not to overlap with your guys' answers, so we shared some stuff here that wasn't maybe listed over on Instagram to kind of round out that list. So let's start with number one. Our first suggestion would be Indiana Jones. Do not miss this attraction. It is so fun. It is so unique. It breaks down a ton. So if it's broken down, just keep your eye out for it to open back up. But this is the original ride that got me hooked on Disneyland. This is the one that was like etched in my memory from my first trip. I was wearing, you know, the Indy fedora in it, like,
yeah,
you know, avoiding the darts. It's just a good ride.
And I think it's one of those two where, at least for me, when I think Disneyland and I think Adventureland, like that is the one ride that comes to mind. Again, our next trip coming up, I literally cannot wait to ride Indy.
Yeah.
What?
I'm laughing because there's like two attractions in Adventureland. So it's just one, this or Jungle Cruise. This is the one attraction I think of out of two.
And it like, yeah, I don't know.
Wow. And the treehouse out of three, I guess.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks.
It's a great ride.
All right.
You do love that ride.
I do love the ride. There's just something about it. Again, I do feel like you're going to break your spine at some points.
Yeah.
But it's one of those where, like, it's just so, it's so good. Like, I literally cannot go through that ride without smiling.
I know. You're always screaming. And I think a couple times people have, like, yanked on your hair in accident,
okay,
though.
Yes. For everyone that has long hair, has this ever happened to you? Literally, when you're getting, like, jerked around everywhere on the ride, my hair is in the back. I've learned my lesson to put it up in, like, a ponytail.
Yeah.
But people
they don't
are,
mean to. No, but no, they go to grab that
the handle in the back and my poor hair.
Yeah.
Again, I just smile and laugh because I'm like, what else am I going to do?
You ripped my hair out. Thank yeah. you.
But it's a great ride. Seriously, don't miss that.
Great ride. All right, you get the next one.
All right, next up, you literally cannot miss this ride. It is It's a Small World. Again, before you guys are like, whoa, I can't stand the song. I know some people can't stand the song because it gets stuck in your head, but you cannot deny how classic and nostalgic this is. Literally, Walt himself was behind this ride. Like how, like it's just amazing.
You know, like featured at the World's Fair and was moved to Disneyland. It is an amazing attraction outside, inside. It's a classic. All the family can enjoy it. And yeah, again, it's classic. There's a reason why people make fun of it all the time. It's that song, but it's kind of iconic for a reason. It's like it gets stuck in your head and it's just classic Disney. So go ride it and enjoy the history behind it. And it's a great way to get out of that sun.
Yeah. And not to mention with just Walt, but Mary Blair as well.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff inside, it's all hand painted. Like it is just, it's stunning. And not to mention for Christmas time, like the overlay.
Beautiful.
Literally do not miss it. It is absolutely beautiful.
It's a classic, so go ride it. Next up, we've got Lamp Light Lounge. This is a restaurant over in Disney's California Adventure, and it is delicious. It is so good. The best restaurant for the money, in our opinion. So it's sit down. It's going to be a little pricier, but the food quality and the amount of food you get is really good. The drinks are amazing. They're going to be pricey, like all Disneyland drinks are, but they're very, very good.
Yeah, and I also would recommend it's also family friendly because you think bar, you're like, oh, I don't know about
the kiddos. No.
It's
not
great.
At all.
It's not like a Carthay. I would feel more comfortable bringing our little one to Lamplight rather than like Carthay or like Napa Rose. But just the ambiance is really nice. Again, you get that view of Pixar Pier. A lot of people have commented, including like us, that the drinks, basically you get what you pay for. So it doesn't just taste like syrup. It actually tastes like
they're
alcohol.
Stronger. They're very strong. So like, exactly. They're not watered down or anything. They're very, very good.
And not to mention, like Caleb said, just the food is amazing. And again, they have really fun kids drinks. So non-alcoholic beverages, like there's like a Bing Bong one. Like they're awesome. They're super fun. They're like bubbly. So again, not just ambiance, but food. And just again, cast members are amazing. So all in all, it's a really great experience.
Yes. Get yourself those lobster or chicken or steak nachos. You can pick between those three and a scream canister. That is my personal favorite, closely followed by the over budget. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, we have Guardians, which is also in DCA. Again, it's one of those where you can't miss it. Guardians brings such a special touch over to DCA and the Adventures Campus area. It's one of those where it literally, you will not leave without a smile on your face. If you do get motion sick, just a little bit.
Motion sick, and then also it is a thrill ride, so it could be a little scary, but let me tell you, once you do it once, I don't want to ruin your trip by saying like your kid's definitely going to like it, but if they're old enough and tall enough to ride it, I would say, I mean, if they can get past the initial, it's a little scary. This one's way, I think, in my opinion, doable than Tower of Terror was, because Tower of Terror had the theming of very scary, right? So if a little one is a little nervous, it's a fun ride and it's really good at distracting you that you're falling.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it's
music's
not
playing,
one of those,
everyone's laughing.
Yeah. It's not one of those, like once you're on the actual like elevator shaft, I guess you could say, it's not one of those where you're like spooked the whole time.
No.
So like the music's really fun. It's upbeat. Again, you all know your children the best. So if you think they could do it, then they probably can. But we highly recommend it. It's just one of those rides where it's just amazing. You leave with just a smile on your face. And again, the holiday overlay, Monsters After Dark?
Yeah, a Halloween one.
So amazing. It's so fun. And again, I can't imagine like DCA not having that type of ride.
Yeah, it's a very, very fun ride. Next up, we've got a dessert and parade viewing over at Jolly Holiday. This is not a special paid thing. We're just saying you should go grab yourself a dessert at Jolly Holiday and honestly, anywhere up and down Main Street and go sit at Jolly Holiday and watch a parade go down that beautiful Main Street. It is so much fun to do.
Nothing beats it, honestly. It's just relaxing. Like, you can see everything all lit up, the castle. It's also a great option for fireworks, not just the parade, or if you just want to sit down and kind of relax and kind of enjoy the rest of the night. Like, it's just a really great spot.
Yeah, it is. And it can be pretty competitive finding a table around showtimes because I think everyone else has this idea. So if you have the time, head over there 15, 20 minutes before you really want to sit down and try and grab yourself a good seat. But again, it is just has a special place in our heart because that's why we like to end our nights mm-hmm. is by sitting there kind of taking it all in.
Yes. And then also I wanted to add before we get into the listener submissions, this is not like everything you should do. There's obviously more things that we would recommend, but we didn't want to keep this list for an hour.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where like, obviously there's Peter Pan, like there's all these other rides. We just wanted to pick a select and few.
Most of it is listed in listener stuff.
Yes. So we didn't want to go too long because I don't want to get too big.
I don't want to get too big.
Okay, so let's go ahead and chat the listener submissions because there's quite good answers on here. All right, first up, we have Fantastically Disney mentioned the walkthrough of Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Oh, that one's fun.
So fun.
This one's really easy to miss, to be honest. It's a very small entrance. If you didn't know this, you can actually walk through the castle and it shows the story of Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's classic. Slightly spooky for kids. It's a little dark. Maybe not.
Maybe like
a smidge. You're a better gauge on that.
Yeah. One. Again, it's one of those things where like I honestly forget about this all the time. I don't know why because it's kind of like off in like the
it's tucked in a corner. Yeah. It's over by Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I highly recommend. Again, it's not as fun as like Disney World's castle where you can go and like eat up there and kind of like overlook everything. But it is one of those things where it's cool to take the kiddos to go up in the castle.
Yeah.
So highly recommend that. Next up, we have Beach and Fitz. He mentioned the fireworks show. You cannot go wrong with a Disney fireworks
show. Can't go wrong. You have to see it. If I had to recommend any of them, oh, maybe I take that back. But like Disney, it's between Disneyland and World of Color. Disneyland World of Color. Fireworks and World of Color.
Mm-hmm.
Fireworks are so stinking good. They do such a good job. Even the ones that we don't like as much that are like, eh, we like this one better, like Disneyland Forever versus what's Mixed Magic or whatever it's called. It's so much fun. All of them are fun.
Wondrous Journeys. It's so good. You literally can't go wrong.
Yep.
All right. Next up, we have Fam Travel Folio mentioned meeting the characters walking around Fantasyland.
That is classic Disneyland,
seriously.
Honestly. And again, Disney World goers, if you haven't been to Disneyland, you would, can't spit it out, you would appreciate the fact that characters walk around kind of freely. So you can just kind of come upon Alice. You can just run into, I don't know, who else?
Mad Hatter.
Aladdin. And you're just like, oh, hi, what's up? How you doing? Versus Disney World, they have very set locations. You go and meet them. They go in the back and then they come back out at their set location. So this is really fun. It's very natural, organic. Really cool to see characters there.
Yeah, and I feel like it's something that the Disneyland, like myself included, we kind of take for granted until you go to Disney World.
Sure.
You're like, where are the characters at?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like there's an abundance of them just walking around, which is really great, especially when you have the littles.
So true. So.
All right, next up we have Debbie. She mentioned ride any or all of the original rides, experiences plus Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is pretty much nailing it. Ugh. So riding all the originals, you know, mostly located in Fantasyland. And yeah, Pirates, I mean, honestly, those who are doing, I can't talk. I'm so tired and confused. Peter Pan, Pirates of the Caribbean. What else is?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Was that mentioned?
What?
Was that mentioned right there? Haunted Mansion?
No, she said just all the originals.
That's not an original attraction. That's okay.
Oh, I thought you meant like originals to Disneyland, like Disneyland's where they started.
Got it. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I guess you could take it both ways. But yeah.
True.
Not the OG OGs.
Okay.
I wish it was an OG one. Like park opening, my mind always thinks that like Haunted Mansion was there.
Quite a while after, like nearly 20 years, I want to say.
No way.
No, I'm sorry, not 20 years. Oh gosh, 1955, and it was opened in 68 or something like 66 maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so next up is from Betic guy. Sorry, I'm so sorry if I'm butchering this, but Pirates and Mansion, again, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
No.
Can't go wrong.
It's one of those things where like, okay, right now on the spot, Pirates or Haunted Mansion?
Haunted Mansion.
Which one would you have someone ride?
Haunted Mansion.
Over Pirates?
Yeah. Haunted Mansion's
like,
so good. You can't ride it right now because it's closed. But.
I feel like I enjoy Haunted Mansion more, but it's so hard to say that out loud when it's up against Pirates because it's just so nostalgic.
It's true. My answer switched for years. It's been pretty solidly Haunted Mansion for the last few years.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, good choice. All right, next up is from Ariana Campos. She mentioned riding the train all the way around the park, which again, you cannot go wrong with riding the train. It's one of my favorite things to do.
A lot of people sleep on the train because they think it's some boring whatever. It is a really good way to relax. It's a really fun way to see, again, an original part of Disneyland. Walt's touch. I mean, the guy was obsessed with trains. This was his love. right here, his pride and joy, that railroad. And so enjoying it, you're just knowing that you're enjoying one of Walt's original creations and those unique set pieces. You go back in time, you can see dinosaurs. Like, come on.
It's just fun. It's fun. It's a great way to just rest your feet.
Yep.
Eat a snack.
Get some popcorn and chill on the train. It's fun.
I love it. All right, next up we have Jess unlocking the magic travel. She mentioned Cars Land. This is another great option. Again, Cars Land is just one of those things where I'm just kind of like, if you miss Cars Land, you're missing a really great piece of DCA.
It's one of the best lands, I think, in like Disney, period.
Honestly,
like,
I agree.
Disney, between all the parks, I think people agree that Cars Land is so freaking good.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say, like, again, it's not some of our, like, favorite attractions. Again, obviously we love Radiator Springs, but, like, we don't do, like, Luigi's.
We do Mater's.
But, like, that's it.
But that's still really good. They're both really good attractions.
It's great. It's just one of those things where, like, when I think of Cars Land, I don't think of it more for the attractions. I just think of it because of the theming. Because it feels like you're completely immersed. And, like, you literally feel like you're on Route 66.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And the way they scaled it down and stuff, and it looks like, all the optical illusions, it's very, very good.
All right, next up we have Lucky 13 Company. She mentioned Matterhorn. It's a rite of passage. It honestly is, and in like the best way possible, because you will feel like your back is broken during and after the
ride. It's so rough. It makes me honestly a little upset. Towards the end of it, I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to be on this anymore, but it is actually super fun, and it's true. It is a rite of passage. It's a Disneyland OG, and you have to ride it because it's steeped in history, and it's just... it's pretty fun. The beginning's fun. By the end, I'm like, get me off this thing.
I would say, though, like, honestly, if someone hasn't been on it, I would say just to get over the whole, like, oh, you're going to hurt your back. Like, I would definitely ride it. Like, don't miss out. Like, have your first time on that.
I've heard if you can manage, the secret is to not get the back train because that gets whipped around a little more. And it sit up and almost, like, sit straight up and down and kind of, like, brace your core so you're not getting slapped around a lot. But if you lay back on that seat, you feel all of it.
And honestly, just sit in the very front.
Yeah.
The very front car is the best one.
Yep.
I love that one.
Okay.
I always miss that one. I always get stuck in the back.
I know, because I always feel bad asking for a specific seat because, you know, the cast member's like, oh, great, another special request. But this one might be worth it making that ask.
Yeah. I definitely would. And again, have you heard the whole thing about like the left and right side?
Yeah.
Like one's better than the other,
right? It's a thing, yeah.
Which one is better? I forget.
I always forget. I think the left is a little faster and jerkier. The right's a little slower and maybe, I may be butchering this, but I think that's how it is.
Take that with a grain of salt. Like, look it up first.
One has more dips and is a little more like fast-paced.
I think we should just try both next time.
I'm good.
And we'll both sit in the back.
You can do it.
All right, next up we have one from Danny Fandoms, and he mentioned fireworks as well. Again, like we mentioned, you cannot go wrong with the fireworks shows.
Can't go wrong.
Again, they are subject to not happen, so definitely keep that in mind if you are a first-time guest at Disneyland. Even if the weather, you think Anaheim, it's going to be sunny, perfect, the winds do pick up at night, so definitely keep that in mind. If you're waiting for a fireworks show and you're kind of like, okay, it's been a minute or two, and nothing's happened, and you see a little white balloon go up over the castle, chances are it's most likely not going to happen. The winds just, it's...
Yeah, tricky. they test the winds with a little white balloon, and so they let it go, and they see where the direction's going and how fast it is. It's very scientific.
Yeah.
And that's when you know, like, oh, shoot, this is it. Jeopardy of being canceled, and most likely it will be. So, yeah, keep that in mind.
And it's one of those things, too, where, like, we've sat there and, like, waited, and then you're like, there's no wind, and then you see the balloon go up. Again, keep in mind, they're talking about wind above the castle, so it's just, it's tricky, especially if you've been there for a long time, you're kind of like, oh. Because the last time we were there, when we were trying to see Wondrous Journeys, that's why Baymax couldn't fly.
Yeah, so they actually did the fireworks, but Baymax didn't fly. So we've actually never seen Baymax fly.
I know. Ah. I'm so bummed. I heard it's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, lastly, we have one from Abigail Pinto. She mentioned churros.
Churros.
Highly, highly recommend, which is funny. I thought we were going to have more responses on food, like Dole Whips.
Yeah.
So luckily someone did put churros because again, you literally cannot go wrong. I know people have mentioned that you can get them like outside of the parks, like at grocery stores and stuff.
Not the same. You don't have a churro machine. I would argue I can't have churros anymore.
They taste pretty similar outside, but there's something about the Disney magic of them using those churro machines at the park and just walking around with a churro in your hand at Disneyland.
Speaking it's classic.
From someone, I don't get them often because I have this weird thing where like, I wish I could like, it would last longer because I feel like you eat a churro in like 3 bites and it's gone. And that doesn't, I'm not sufficed with that. I need like at least 6 churros.
So very weird thing you got going. I would eat 7 of them if I could.
They're great.
Yeah, they look very good. Honestly, I was surprised. I Don't know why I didn't add this to our list, but I'm going to add one really quick here last minute and then let you guys go. World of Color. That is a do not miss. Do not miss World of Color. So if you had to choose between Fireworks or World of Color, that's a really hard decision. I would go World of Color. I would assume you would go Fireworks probably.
If it's OG World of Color, I'd pick like the OG one.
Yes. Yeah. World of Color one's okay. It's decent. It's not the best. But yes, I love World of Color. It's my favorite nighttime show. Mm-hmm. And it just gets me. It's just so good. It features everything. They've got fire. They've got these water jet things. They've got projections.
Yeah. And you can't beat the classic like movies that they've added to that, the original one. So and just good. The soundtrack. Like it truly does bring out the emotions. Like it's a really, really good show.
I cannot wait to show little Maddie.
I know.
World of Color. Which she's going to be like,
it's coming up.
It's coming up. We're going soon.
Oh my gosh.
We can't wait. Okay. Let's wrap this thing up.
Yes. Thank you so much to everyone who submitted responses. We were like blown away by all the feedback that we received. Again, if there's something you're like, guys, how could you forget that? Please, as always, message us over on Instagram at Market House Podcast or message us over on the website. Excuse me. Website.
The website.
The website at markethousepodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. And again, we love hearing from you guys. So thank you so much to everyone that kind of submits feedback throughout the week as well as questions and just stopping by to say hello. Like you're awesome.
We love it. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us over on Instagram and Threads at Market House Podcast. Make sure to follow us over there for pictures from the park and exciting news and announcements. Consider leaving a review on Apple Podcast and Spotify, both a huge help to the show. Remember, we have a Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support. We'd love to have you over there. Thanks so much for supporting us over on Patreon. Remember to use our Getaway Today link for your future trip bookings. Check out the episode details for that link and use code MARKETHOUSE10 to save an additional $10 on your booking. Join us next week for another episode. It's been fun. It's been churro-y, cinnamony, sugary goodness.
Bye.